This is Jay Sekulow. More on the United Nations and the attempt to make pro-life speech a violation of the Convention Against Torture.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The committee has found that laws that criminalize termination of pregnancy in all circumstances can violate the convention. In 2006, we found that Peru's legislation severely restricted access to voluntary abortion, even in cases of rape, leading to grave consequences, including the unnecessary deaths of women, and putting women's health at grave risk in certain circumstances.
What do you think about the UN committee telling the Catholic Church to change its position on abortion?
It's beyond remarkable, isn't it? To give just a little bit of background here. The United Nations has become increasingly hostile to people of faith, particularly to Christians and specifically to Catholics and the teaching on life and marriage and family.
We found that blanket criminalization of abortion can lead to trauma in certain cases, such as where adolescents are raped, and we have called on states not to enact blanket criminal prohibitions.
The attempt to dictate to the Holy See that it must change its own convictions, laws, and teachings is a direct violation of the freedom of opinion and freedom of belief, which are fundamental human rights. The forms of behavior freely chosen by believers who respect natural law cannot be interpreted as measures that limit the freedom of others. By no means does the Holy See force or impose this code upon any individual. The Holy See condemns torture, including those who are tortured and killed before they are born.
But hold on to what you believe. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, defending life at the United Nations is defending life here in the United States as well, and I'm happy to say that 53,038 of you have signed on to our petition. Interestingly, my goal yesterday was to break 40,000, but this is becoming a big issue. We first broke this story when we got word that the Center for Reproductive Rights had put forward a proposal at the United Nations, about a 17-page legal brief, equating a pro-life perspective to a violation of the Convention Against Torture. Now, that sounds like a hard leap. We think it's legally a hard leap. But the impact on that in the domestic sense, including the United States, would be significant. And, David, that's one of the things in the emails we've sent out in the last 24 hours. We're focusing on what this does.
Yeah, we got some questions online. Like, what does this mean? What are you talking about? Why does this matter? So what we did is we sent out an email that very directly states what's at stake here. If this UN committee adopts the argument of the Center for Reproductive Rights, then there is an argument that under international law, pro-life speech would be torture. And we have seen what happens in the United States where international law is adopted by U.S. courts. You would see briefs filed across the country arguing that pro-life speech by Christians would be restricted.
So let me ask this question to everybody or make a statement here. So we've got right now members of the United States Senate, including working with pro-life leaders, to push for a bill that would ban abortion after 20 weeks. David, under the UN's proposal, or this proposal by the Center for Reproductive Rights at the UN, to equate a pro-life speech or legislation with torture, that legislation, if passed, or even being advocated, is a violation of the Convention Against Torture.
The introduction of that legislation by a state actor, by a senator,
yep,
would be torture under the reasoning of the Center for Reproductive Rights.
So speaking out from a pro-life perspective would be deemed torture. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to Than Bennett about this, our Director of Governmental Affairs, who works at the United Nations for the ACLJ's benefit as an NGO. We're going to talk about that. But you understand the scope and nature of what's going on here, folks. I want to hear from you, but especially women, on this issue of criminalizing pro-life speech, pro-life activity. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we want to hear from you on air. Now, let's push this 53,000 to 70,000. We can do that at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to defend life at the United Nations. Hey, folks, this is defending life around the globe. We need to speak out against this move. Go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
So you got Senator Lindsey Graham. You've got a number of other members of the United States Senate, including Mitch McConnell and others, advocating for a ban on abortion after 20 weeks. There's a lot of medical reasons why that's an appropriate approach. Here's the issue, though. Under this proposal, through the Center for Reproductive Rights at the United Nations, not just the law itself would be deemed an act of torture, but advocating for that law would be an act of torture. And, Than, that's where, and you've worked the UN before, you know how this works. That's why we've got to get on this aggressively, and we've already been in contact with our European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France, to do just that.
Yeah, this would be really hard for me to believe, Jay, if I hadn't spent a great deal of time at the United Nations listening to the ridiculous stuff that's said on the floor of the General Assembly and in all of these committees. The United Nations sort of has this peace-loving reputation, and I've just got to tell folks, it's not accurate. I mean, there is so much hate spewed at the UN, people would be shocked. And here's the thing. The target of the hate is always the free or the conservative or the Jew or the Christian, or in this case, the pro-life. And I think it's so important what you and David pointed out in the first segment of the broadcast. This is not isolated to a foreign shore. If this passes, you're talking about international precedent, and it will be coming to the United States at some point.
We've laid this out in an op-ed that is put forward right now on Fox News. David has written about this. Our team has written about it. We've got a lot of information at aclj.org. But, folks, we've read the Convention Against Torture. It doesn't apply to pro-life speech. But this ridiculous argument that's being made by the Center for Reproductive Rights, they're going to get traction unless we speak out. And as David said, before we take calls, David, let's draw that connection again to the United States, because I think in the first couple of days of this, we weren't as clear as we should have been. But you got Senator Lindsey Graham and you got Senator Mitch McConnell proposing legislation right now to ban abortions after 20 weeks because of the viability. And there's all kinds of issues. Viability, on it goes. That act of even talking about this would be, in the United States, could be construed by a court to violate the Convention Against Torture.
Right. Let's break it down simply. First, as a lot of listeners know who've been following this program, there is a problem that we have right now with international law being applied in U.S. courts. It's not just the Supreme Court. We've seen international law applied in state courts as well. So what international law is matters. Number two, if this committee adopts the Center for Reproductive Rights argument, then the radical pro-abortion left will argue that it is under international law torture to advocate the pro-life position. We will then see in the United States briefs being filed before the Supreme Court, before federal courts, before state courts around this country, arguing that pro-life protesters, pro-life politicians, pro-life pastors are guilty of torture under international law and should be restricted in their speech activities. It's a simple line from the UN to our shores, and that's why we have to fight for the Constitution, even in Geneva.
And that's why we're doing just that, folks, and we're fighting back. And we need you to be part of the team. We're pushing now over 50,000 signatures. I want to get that up to 70, ultimately up to 100,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to make sure that pro-life speech is not equated with torture. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. By the way, 13 states have 20-week abortion limits to protect unborn children right now. That would be deemed an act of torture against women for those laws to be on the books or even being advocated. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Take action now. We're going to go to Shannon calling from North Carolina on line 4. Hi, Shannon.
Hi there.
You're on the air.
Yes, and I'm calling just to basically say I'm a Christian, and I believe that this is a life, and I believe that having an abortion is taking a life. So I want to make that clear up front. I do not think that this should be allowed, that it should be considered torture to be able to say that, whether, you know, I say it publicly or say it in my own home. However, I think as Christians in the United States, we also have our own responsibility, and we have to start doing things a little bit differently. Like, you know, I have two children, as a matter of fact, and you know, my daughter's 4 years old. I'm driving down the street, and I happen to be driving past the clinic where there are protesters out there holding up signs of a baby that my child is being exposed to. And we've done nothing wrong. We're not going to the clinic.
Well, I know that, but that, look, I mean, I understand that that speech can be deemed, you know, by some to be kind of offensive. But, I mean, in a free country, you don't want to start restricting messaging. I'm not saying that, by the way, that's the right policy to take or that's the right position to take, Shannon, or it's the most effective advocacy. But you got to be careful when you start limiting the advocacy rights of individuals in a constitutional republic. So I understand your concern when you're going down the street for your kids. I completely get that. On the other hand, you know, pointing to the evidence of abortion is part of the advocacy issue. But understand, that would be deemed a violation of the Convention Against Torture. You may find it, you know, particularly not good with your kids in the car, and I get that. But that would be deemed an international crime, David, if that were to go into place.
Right. I mean, and I'm glad she brought up that example, because that is a form of free speech protected by the U.S.
Right.
Constitution. And let's be clear about that. Protected by our First Amendment, that would be deemed, if the Center for Reproductive Rights argument is adopted at the UN, it would be deemed to be torture, that the people who would be holding up those signs could be accused of torturing people who see that sign. That is, what a distortion of the definition of torture.
Well, not only is it a unbelievable stretch, but the fact is it could get traction. That's what concerns me. Now, Than, let's walk through the process here of what's going to happen at the UN. How do we combat it? Let's walk through the procedural process so people understand exactly what the European Center for Law and Justice, in conjunction with the ACLJ, is going to do about this.
Sure. I mean, I think people have to understand that this is the first step in a calculated effort to revoke or diminish the status of the Holy See's, status at the United Nations. If they can get this committee to approve a violation of the Convention on Torture, they can get it to stick. They will then use that as a tool to try to either take away their status altogether or diminish the influence that they have. And Jay, we're not just guessing about this. This is a strategy that they have deployed with the Jewish state of Israel for decades now. They try to get them in violation of various treaties or various articles that they approve, and then they in turn use that as a stick to try to knock down their status within the UN. So the scope of this and the impact, if it were to take hold, is really dramatic.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a significant issue that we've got to deal with, and we are fighting back aggressively again. ACLJ.org, if you want to take a stand for life, that's going to impact us right here in the United States. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Charles is calling from Georgia on line 6. Hi, Charles.
Hello, Jay. I think it's time for the, the people who can push constitutional amendments and get them accomplished is to amend the Constitution of the United States to prevent any international law being applied by any United States court, whether it's state, federal, or Supreme Court, so that judges would just be restricted from even considering international law.
Well, I agree with you because, first of all, you're applying international law, the courts are, some are, from governments that don't even have constitutions. So they're taking a precedent from a government, a nation state that doesn't have a constitution, that doesn't have a Bill of Rights, and they're saying this is this is the way the world's moving, therefore we should move that way too. The ridiculous nature of that is they're not constitutional republics, and they certainly don't have a United States Constitution with a Bill of Rights. But the move on this international law matter in the domestic world in the United States has been troubling for about the last 10 years, David.
Well, that's right. And the other thing is that the judges applying international law are incredibly selective about it.
Yes,
so
very.
They will find out of the 190 nations out there, the countries that agree with their point of view and apply the precedents from those countries, regardless of regardless of whether they are remotely comparable to the United States constitutional structure, but they're just support for their argument. So I agree. I mean, this should be not permitted in American courts to apply international law. Our Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Let's go to Will calling from California on line 5. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Will, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, to me this is a really scary step, whether they actually pass it or not, because
you
know that from Scripture, eventually the days are coming where there'll be a coordinated international effort to persecute Christians. So there's persecution right now, but it's not coordinated.
Well, let me tell you, it's more coordinated than you think. I mean, we deal with this, Will, on a regular basis. In fact, we're looking at setting up an international headquarters for the ACLJ in Europe, outside of our office in Strasbourg, because of this issue of persecution. It is that significant. But I know what you're saying. It's this next step in the argument that is so troubling to all of us, that this would even be being debated. That's what Than was saying earlier, that the fact that this is even a debate at the UN creates traction. All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I really want to hear from women as well. We'll take guys as well. But again, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. All right, here's where we're at. 53,476 of you have already signed on to this petition with just 2 days. And that's growing. I want to get it to 70,000 if possible by the end of the week or certainly beginning of next week. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Share this information on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. That's critical. Follow us on Twitter as well. You can get all that at ACLJ.org. But again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Take a stand for life now, 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. culture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Sometimes life is cruel and makes a life decide another. Scared but sees beyond the moment. She gives her boy away and prays someday he'll know her. Love goes on and on. When he finds that life comes in the grafting.
Well, there you have it. That's from our friend John Slinton and his song, The Grafting, which is a great, great song that... John put together on the life issue, and our friend John Alfante has one as well. These are important times with important issues, and we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Sharon is calling from California on line one. Sharon, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This proposed legislation is such a slap in the face to believers and Christians everywhere, but my question was the way that the anti-life.
Right.
They're anti-life, and they use the justification that, oh, if this woman doesn't get an abortion, she could die. So I was wondering, what is the real statistics on how many women die if they do not get an abortion?
I mean, I've tried the cases involving the partial birth abortion issue, and it's statistically very low. And by the way, when the life of the mother is in medical jeopardy, every state has an exemption. But you got to understand something here, Sharon. This is what's so critical. This legislation or this discussion by the Center for Reproductive Rights, David, they put it in this gloss of, you know, mandatory life of the mother, you know, no exemptions. But then when you read what they write, not just the headline, when you read what they write, and it's the famous now page 10 of their document, it's anything that restricts in any way the right to abortion.
Well, you know, and first, you know, look, it's well less than 1%.
Oh, not even near there.
I mean, not even near there when we're talking about the life of the mother is in danger from the childbirth process. I mean, well less than 1%. So let's just get that out of the way. Now, what is on page 10, I'll read it again. It could not be more clear. The rights of freedom of speech and of religion extend only so far as they do not undermine women's reproductive rights. That's the sentence.
So that's about, I mean, that's about as broad as you can make it. Now, fam, procedurally, I keep going over this because I want to understand, everybody to understand that we're not just talking about it here, we're doing something about it. So we're going to do what's called, fam, an intervention. That's not just walking the halls of the General Assembly. We're going to actually present a coherent legal argument at the United Nations.
Yeah, that's right. We will come in on the opposite side of this. If they're going to make a complaint against the Holy See's position on life, we will come back with evidence and an intervention on the other side articulating that not only is this not a violation of the Convention of Torture, but, you know, Jay, if you were going to line up things that constitute torture, I think the, I'll say this delicately, but the dismemberment of an infant would be near the top of that list. Speaking out in defense of that infant wouldn't even make that list. So we will intervene. We will intervene in the committee. And we will fight back against this effort to push the pro-life advocacy out of the United Nations. That's what our status with the ECLJ gives us an opportunity to do.
Well, that's why we're going to, that's part of the process here of why we engage on these global tribunals. Back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110. Jennifer's calling from New Hampshire. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air. You got to turn, as I'm talking to you right now, turn that phone down, the radio down, and then go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No problem.
All right,
we'll get back to you, I promise, but you got to turn that radio down. Darlene's calling from Florida on line five. Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I was just going to say basically that they haven't, excuse me, I'm emotional. They haven't talked about the women who had abortions who feel sick about it now. And I would have had a child who would have been about 35 years old now. And there's never a day that goes by that I don't think about what I did to that baby. And you talk about torture.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be tortured in my mind.
Let me tell you this, okay? And first of all, you know you've got complete forgiveness in Christ, so that's number one. I mean, that's the most important thing to say. Number two, I will tell you this, that story that you just told us, Darlene, we hear over and over again. And that's why this idea of moving the life position to this torture allegation or analysis is so troubling, David. It's because you look at it and you say, oh, they can't even be serious, and then you read there's 19 pages of legal argument, which I think is bogus, but they're presenting it to the United Nations.
Well, you know, it's Romans 1, calling good evil and evil good. I mean, there are few movements in this world that are more virtuous, more grounded in biblical Christianity than the pro-life movement. I mean, and then to label that with the horrific label of torture is such a perversion of the truth. It's hard. You know, as Stan was just saying, the real torture here is what happens to the child. And then to label efforts to save that child as torture, it's a pure perversion of the truth.
Folks, we're approaching 54,000 signatures online alone. When I add phone calls to that, I'm sure we're at 53,660 right now. We're probably almost 55,000. I'd love to get by the end of the next week into the 70,000 when we start taking this to the UN. It can make a huge difference. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign that petition now, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. Mark's calling from Maryland on line 3. Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm just listening to all this going on, and it doesn't seem like the UN, it doesn't seem it's just an issue with the abortion, but I was listening to the Don Crow show, and it seems it's carried over to issues with energy use. You know, there's all this talk about global warming, and there's no scientific evidence behind it. But
see, here the difference, Mark, is you could have that debate, okay? And we think the science supports the position that we advocate, which is this global warming thing is a fiction of some in the academic community. But have that debate, okay? But to equate a position here, a pro-life position, or to attack the Catholic Church, period. But to equate a pro-life position with torture is outrageous. I mean, there's not a debate about that. That's absurd. But again, they're at a tribunal where their voice is heard, and that's why we're there at the ACLJ and our European Center for Law and Justice to counter it. Hey, folks, we're here for another 30 minutes, so let me encourage you, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. As you know, we are on SiriusXM for the full hour number of stations as well. Or you just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. So 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Than, let me quickly go to you on this. Talk about a time frame in about 30 seconds here. What is our time frame?
Well, these committees are going to gather over these next several weeks to consider this. I think that the critical time frame, Jay, is a couple of weeks. If they were going to go all the way over the goal line on this, you're talking about a few months. But honestly, once these things get traction, you've already lost it. So these next 2 to 4 weeks are where we really have to engage and lay the groundwork for our intervention.
You know, it's interesting that let me play for you the I'll do it when we come back from the break. The Archbishop, that's the representative of the Holy See to the European Union and to the European Parliament. It's exactly right. To equate this thing with torture is so absurd, it's unreal. But folks, here's what we need you to do. Go to ACLJ.org, sign on to that petition, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. So it's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Also, like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, get engaged in our social media, and you should be getting the ACLJ alerts as well. That's really important. And folks, let me encourage you to do something here. Support the work of the ACLJ here in the United States and around the globe. And you can do that at ACLJ.org. Right there in the right-hand corner on the website is a donate button. Or if you get an email, support the work of the ACLJ. But sign on that petition now at 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
800-684-3110. I want David French, our senior counsel for the ACLJ, to kind of set the stage for what we're talking about here. Let me just say that there is a convention against against torture, and we're in favor of the convention against torture. We are advocate, because let me tell you who's the target of that torture. A lot of Christians around the globe. So we deal with this. And we've got an international operation in Strasbourg, France, and I'm not ready to announce our next move in Europe, but I will tell you, it is going to be significant. At the center of some of the major academies where world leaders will be briefed on issues like this on a global perspective, it's going to become not just a think tank, it's going to become a real significant advocacy tool for our positions around the globe. But David, let's put this, you said we've got an email that went out making it very clear on exactly what we're dealing with, and I want you to set the stage with that first.
Yeah, exactly. We sent out an email because we were getting some comments online on social
good
media.
Good questions.
What does this mean for us? What does it mean for us in the United States? It's really simple. As we've said, and as we've said for years on this program, there's a problem in that international law is being applied in American courts. And that's something we've seen at the Supreme Court. We've seen it on other courts. Now, if the Center for Reproductive Rights can persuade the UN committee to adopt its reasoning that pro-life advocacy is torture, then that will become a component of international law that the radical pro-abortion lobby will try to apply into American courts. And how does this matter? Why does this matter so much? Well, there's a case pending in front of the Supreme Court of the United States right now trying to determine whether pro-life speech will be treated worse and differently than other forms of speech. There was already a Supreme Court case, a case that, Jay, you argued, Hill versus Colorado, that showed even years ago that our courts have a tendency to treat pro-life speech worse than they treat other kinds of speech. And we do not need to give those courts more ammunition for that point of view.
On our live broadcast here, I just got an email from Greg Orr, who runs our office in Strasbourg, France, and deals a lot as the stand with the UN. He said in the context of the UN abortion torture matter, he thinks that a good grassroots petition, which we've got started, that could be for citizens to call on, and this is how we'll do this, the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture to investigate the late-term abortions and a baby surviving it. In other words, counter them with real evidence of who's being tortured here and present that urgent appeal to the ECLJ. We did that, by the way, last year on another matter. We could do it again. So all of this will be part of the global approach we take on this. Again, we encourage you to sign on that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Jennifer's calling right now on line 4. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just wanted to share that I do not agree that it is torture to speak out for the name of Christ and for that child, because that child is not given an opportunity to survive. And I just wanted to thank you guys for what you guys are.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And the idea that you would equate a pro-life message with torture in and of itself is absurd. But I guarantee you there are governments within the UN that would agree with the position taken by the Center for Reproductive Rights. And that's why we have to prepare a coherent, comprehensive, cogent argument that this is wrong, that this position, that if you're pro-life, you're somehow violating the Convention Against Torture, is wrong. Here's what the Holy See's representative to the EU had to say about that.
The Holy See, in agreement with and as directed by the Convention itself, condemns torture, including for those who are tortured and killed before they are born.
There you have it. And that's the kind of position we're going to advocate at the United Nations. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to take your phone calls, but we also want to take direct action here, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition to defend life at the United Nations, which will be defending life here in the United States. By the way, we're at 53,889 signatures. Help me get to 54,000 really quick. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to be back with your phone calls in just a moment.
The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about this issue at the United Nations where the Center for Reproductive Rights has proposed basically that if you take a pro-life position, that you are violating the Convention Against Torture. We're fighting back on that at the UN. And it could have real repercussions, as David French has been outlining, here in the United States. But I thought it'd be good right now. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110 in just a moment. But I want Than to go through the strategy of our approach here and the time frame, because these things don't move overnight, and you got to watch how this thing goes through both committees and General Assembly. Go ahead, Than.
Yeah, there are similarities between the United Nations and the United States Congress, Jay. And you've got to get out very quick, but then once you get out front with your position, it does take a sustained effort. Right now, this effort to, you know, quantify a pro-life advocacy as torture, it is on a committee level. It will be on the committee level through the summer. So for the next several weeks or several months, we will be doing interventions on the committee level trying to impact that process. Because what happens, Jay, at the end of the summer, that committee will forward a recommendation to the floor of the General Assembly, and that would be the first opportunity that all of the member states would have to vote on it. So you want to impact it while it is on this committee stage. It's the most, it's the easiest way to do it. And I would just say this. I know we heard from Greg Orr in the last segment of the broadcast. The grassroots strategy that we deploy at the United Nations, it is not something that they see very often. It is common here in D.C. It is common in the United States. But part of the reason that it is so effective, it is because something that these delegations do not see much of, thousands and thousands of people coming and raising their voice on an issue, we are able to bring that to the United Nations, and it's something that they don't get a lot of.
And that's why we're going to do this advocacy. I'm emailing Greg Orr right now in our office in Strasbourg as this is going on. All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Bodie's calling from Nevada. Welcome to the broadcast on line one. You're on the air.
Yes, this whole thing's so absurd, but one thing, what would it be if it were reversed? Let's say the single mother, a young couple, they go in and find out they're pregnant. What would be their defense if they were not for an abortion, but then they're presented with that, and they claimed that that was torture on their beliefs and behalf? What would their defense be on that? You follow me?
Well, I'm going to let David address that. I mean, the thing is, we've got to deal with the practicalities of what we're facing right now. But go ahead, David. You could respond to that.
Right. Well, you know, what is going on here is the notion that, like, let's say a woman comes in for an abortion or goes to a Planned Parenthood clinic. One of the things that could result in this is that, you know, right now there are laws that will mandate that even Planned Parenthood clinics provide truthful information about the development and gestation of a baby in the mother's womb. There would be an argument now if this passes through the UN committee, if this argument is adopted by the UN committee, that even providing truthful information about the medical development of a baby in a mother's womb, if that's determined to be pro-life or somehow deterring a woman from getting an abortion, that would be torture. I mean, that's how absurd we're getting. I mean, literally, this Center for Reproductive Rights is trying to get a UN committee to adopt the idea that freedom of speech ends, freedom of religion ends, the instant it starts to conflict or impair in any way with a woman's right to an abortion. I mean, that's how extreme they are right now. And that would have profound impacts on the everyday life in this country if that international law view started to take hold in American courts. And that's what we're connecting with people and trying to connect with people very clearly. What happens at the UN matters
right
to what happens here in the United States.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to Ed, who's calling from Ohio on line 3. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, I thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Wonder on this fight for abortion is what it all stems down to, and everybody seems to be dancing around that instead of getting right to the heart of it. If we could get the Life Begins at Conception Act passed, abortion would be rather mute. But we have.
But you know, here's the thing: under this proposal of the UN, this is the interesting thing, Than. The legislation you work on to protect life would be deemed an act of torture.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, where we're at in the United States right now, forget about that. Just this proposal by Senator Graham that says that an abortion after 20 weeks would be outlawed, that would constitute torture in and of itself. And I think we should be really clear about this, because the ramifications for the United States are certainly there, like David has been saying. But within the United Nations itself, this is nothing short of a demand that the Catholic Church and, frankly, anyone else who's pro-life, so the ECLJ, our organization as well, that we change our sacred doctrine. I mean, that's really what we're talking about, Jay. And I've got to tell you, we have won this one before. That was at the core of that defamation of religions resolution that we have fought over the decades. We can win this again, but that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about sacred doctrine at stake here.
All right, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear from you, 800-684-3110. Crystal is on line 2 calling from Texas. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Crystal, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you great.
Okay. Well, I have a story myself. I was pregnant with a child that had Turner syndrome. It's the opposite of Down syndrome. They're missing a chromosome and it only runs in girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she had several fetal anomalies and had all, you know, the tests, and, you know, I was guaranteed that if I carried her full term, she would die in my arms, and they would do nothing to resuscitate her because of all the anomalies. I struggled with having her because I cannot imagine having her and having her suffer and gasp. You know, I just had all these horrible thoughts of what may happen,
right?
And struggle with whether or not I should take it in my own hands. And I had a wonderful pastor at the time that gave me counsel without judgment, and he said, "Can you live with not knowing, not, you know, taking it in your hands and not knowing how God is going to handle it?" And I couldn't. And I, you know, I was Christian, or I am a Christian, and I was saved at age 5 and didn't believe in abortion. But for me, I felt that it was almost taking mercy upon her is why I was considering it. And I decided not to do that, that I would carry her to term.
Right.
And I prayed every day, and my father prayed with me daily, that my prayer was that either that she live with all the difficulties that she may have, or that I ask for mercy that she would pass before I had to deliver her. And he chose that she would pass that 6.5 months, and I delivered her, and I am so thankful that I was able to know how God had it designed.
Well, there you have it. I mean, I there's nothing else we can add to your statement other than what you said. And this is, could you imagine a situation, though, where the doctor would have gone to you and said, I have to tell you, you have to do this. You have to engage in an abortion, because if you don't, it constitutes torture. To you, by the way.
No. And listen, I had my OB, he was so wonderful and respected my decision, but I had to get an amniocentesis done, find out if this was
right.
You know, chromosomal, genetic, all that. And that's how we knew that she had Turner syndrome. And that doctor, who's a specialist, but we lived in Wichita, Kansas at the time, and you can only imagine, you know,
right.
One of the abortion capitals of the world,
right.
You know,
it is.
At that time. Well, he said, he couldn't believe that I was going to have her, because I had made up my mind before we even found out what
right.
it was. And he said, if you were my wife, I would take you down there and make you get an abortion.
Yeah.
I mean, and I just couldn't believe that came out of his mouth. He was appalled that I decided to carry her.
Well, you did, first of all, number one, you did the right thing. And number two, you prayed about it. And that's a real key here. These are not easy situations to be in, obviously, very difficult. But you prayed through it, and God gave you the answer that was God's plan in this situation. And that's why we're not going to allow the criminalization of a pro-life message, let alone pro-life legislation. I really appreciate you calling in, Crystal. Hey, we've got another segment here. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. You just heard what Crystal said. Folks, I want to hear your response to that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Hey, by the way, we've crossed 54,000 signatures on the petition, on our way now towards 55,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We really do want to hear from you on this, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget to support the work of the ACLJ. You could do that at aclj.org, making your tax-deductible gift to the ACLJ, which keeps us not only on the air, but in the fight. We'll be back with more, including your calls, in just a moment.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
The pro-life message is once again under assault. This time, a pro-abortion group is urging the United Nations to tell church leaders they have no right to oppose abortion. The Center for Reproductive Rights, a pro-abortion organization, is urging a UN committee to tell church leaders that the freedom of speech and of religion does not give them the right to advocate against abortion. And they go one step further with this unbelievable claim that somehow the pro-life message promotes torture. This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
beautiful Jay Sekulow live music there coming in. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. Before we get to the calls, and by the way, if you want to talk to us on air, our phone lines are open for you, 800-684-3110. I want Than Bennett. He's our designated representative at the UN as our head representative. Obviously, Greg Orr, Jordan's been there. A number of our team are there on a whole host of issues, everything from the life issue to Christian persecution. But I think it's important, Than, for you to kind of explain exactly what we will be doing on this. So it's not just, knocking on doors saying we object to this. What actually happens here?
Sure, there are a couple of things that we will do, and the most important ones will happen at this stage that we are in, Jay, in the committee process. The two biggest ones are we will file a written document. This will be a legal argument. We will take a look at the definition of torture within the Convention of Torture, and we will unpack the Center for Reproductive Rights argument that pro-life advocacy meets that definition, and we will take it apart line by line. We will show how it legally does not constitute the definition of torture that they claim it to be. We will file that with the committee. And then, Jay, when this is actually debated, when it comes up, it may come up once, it may come up more than once, we will have an opportunity for just a couple of minutes to summarize that written document. Now, both of these are very important, but that written legal piece of that legal document that we submit, that will be the most important one. And frankly, that's going to be the one that takes the most resources. Now, I will also say this. We will also supplement it with the grassroots efforts that Greg Orr talked about earlier in the broadcast via email with you. We will take this two member states that are on this committee and will have to vote on this recommendation by the Center for Reproductive Rights. We will make our legal arguments available for them, and then we will show them the thousands of people who agree with our legal argument, the ones that are signing our petition now, and we will ask them to stand with us when the committee actually has to consider this. So there are a lot of tiers here. It's going to take a fair amount of time, but I just wanted people to understand that we're engaging on several different levels.
Well, we're going to do just that, and we're going to fight back on this as well. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls. Let's go to Linda, who's calling from Massachusetts on line 4. Hi, Linda.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to comment as well on Crystal that just called in. I carried a little boy named Michael for almost 8 months. I was told in the beginning of my pregnancy that he had Down syndrome, and then a little bit later on, about a month later, that he had fetal high drops, and that I should terminate the pregnancy because fetal high drops is always fatal, that the child either dies in utero or they die shortly thereafter. And being a Christian woman, that was never an option. I said, you know what, Lord, first of all, I believe that you can heal them, and I also believe that there's a reason for this and that Michael deserves a shot. So we carried him till 8 months, and he died 17 hours later.
But again, and I, Linda, my heart breaks for you on this, but again, I mean, you prayed through it with your family. You did what you thought was right. You carried that child a term. You gave that child a chance. God had his plan, and that's what happens. But the fact of the matter is, we're sharing personal stories here. Let me share one in my own family. My youngest brother, Scott, who you may hear on some of these radio stations, is a Messianic rabbi out of Atlanta, but has a radio ministry as well. When my mother was pregnant with Scott, and Scott's 10 years younger than me, she was advised in Chicago by the leading OBGYNs at the time to abort Scott because of her medical condition that would result from taking the pregnancy to term. They thought it would actually result in her possibly losing her life. So it was one of those 1% where the life of the mother was in jeopardy. And my mother wouldn't do it. My mother and father said they're not going to do it, and they were expecting all kind of complications. None of those complications took place in that particular case, but the important aspect of it is not that the medical complications didn't take place, because they could have, but God in his providence, they did not. But this was in the beginning of the whole life struggle. I mean, this was in the 60s, and the whole concept of being able to terminate a pregnancy just like that was pretty foreign, but starting to get some traction. So, Linda, I really, really appreciate you calling in and sharing your story, and I appreciated Crystal sharing her story as well. It really makes a huge difference. Thank you for sharing that. I know it's painful, but thank you for sharing it. That's exactly why, David French, we're fighting for life, because of people like Crystal and Linda.
I mean, think about the unbelievable act of compassion from both Crystal and Linda. I mean, these are people who courageously face the worst thing that parents can face. and they did it with faith, they did it with integrity. And, you know, it just pains me, the idea that there are people out there who would call this pro-life point of view. And let's be clear, Crystal and Linda, they show what the best of the pro-life point of view is, self-sacrificial love of a child. That point of view, that point of view is torture.
But that is the position that the Center for Reproductive Rights has taken. Deanna's calling from North Carolina. She's on line six. Been holding a while. Deanna, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. Well, I have just a couple of points, and I so agree that the true definition of torture is what's happening to that child in the womb, and secondly, to the mother years later. As a woman who had an abortion before I came to Christ, when I did come to Christ, God had me deal with that abortion. And then I was led into being trained in post-abortion counseling. During that time, I learned that women are tormented or tortured by the memory of that abortion 20, 30, even 50 years later. I've heard testimonies of that. And then secondly, my other point is, how is the pro-choice movement defining torture?
Well, let's address that one, Deanna. Very broadly, a pro-life message, and David will take it right from the document here. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, here's page 10 of their document, the Center for Reproductive Rights, a document sent to the UN Committee Against Torture. It says that Holy See, which is a term for the Catholic Church, has negatively interfered with states' attempts to develop legislation on abortion. Let's translate that into plain English. In other words, that the church has been advocating for pro-life legislation. It goes on to say, the rights of freedom of speech and religion extend only so far as they do not undermine women's reproductive rights. Let's translate that in English. You don't have a right of free speech or freedom of religion if you're advocating a pro-life point of view, including the right to be free from torture or ill treatment. They say that that violates Articles 1, 2, and 16 of the Convention Against Torture. That's what they're saying.
You know, when David reads that, we've read it probably four times in the last, couple hours on broadcast over the last few days, it's unbelievable. But they're giving this credence, and it's going to go before, then it will go before a committee.
Before a committee now, and I would just say this to the last caller, Dina. She's a counselor. She comes from a pro-life position. Under the terms that the Center for Reproductive Rights is putting forward, she would be in violation of the Convention on Torture. That's how outrageous this is.
I'll tell you something, folks. That's why we're fighting back. ACLJ.org is the easiest way to sign on the petition. By the way, I said let's get over 53,000, 54,000. We're now at 54,366 in less than 3 days. I mean, significantly less than 3 days, because we think the first day we kind of had to explain it a little bit clearer than we did. 54,000 marching towards 70. That's going to be the goal here, ultimately. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Folks, share us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Go to foxnews.com. We got a piece up on it. David, you got something going on National Review?
Absolutely. I have on National Review and ACLJ.org.
Okay, so we're hitting it on a lot of venues right now, folks. You want to get involved in this, ACLJ.org. We'll give you all kind of links to get there. And support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that right now at ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This discrimination against people of faith is absurd. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby push its culture of death at the United Nations. We cannot let the pro-abortion lobby eliminate the pro-life message. Stand with the ACLJ and oppose the Center for Reproductive Rights. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.